This is the news break.
China announced approval of a new anti-corruption bureau under the administration of the new Supreme People's Procuratorate. Analysts don't believe any form of the institution will root out the widespread graft issue under the Chinese communist regime.
分析人士指，新反贪局不能解决腐败问题。中共最高检察院官员日前透露，中共中央已正式批准成立新的反贪总局，以便直接查办大案要案。分析人士指出，成立任何机构或部门都不能从根本上解决中共官员全面贪腐的问题。
According to official Xinhua News Agency on November 2nd, Deputy Procurator General Qiu Xuquan said that the new Anti-Corruption Bureau will be in charge of the Procuratorial Committee member at the Deputy Ministry level. It is to replace the current Supreme People's Procuratorate Anti-Corruption Bureau, SPACB. Details about the time of setup and membership of the Bureau are yet to be disclosed.
大陆官媒新华网11月2号称，中共最高检察院副检察长邱学强透露，中央已批准成立新的反贪总局，局长由一名副部级检察委员会专职委员兼任，这个机构将取代目前的最高检察院反贪污贿赂总局。不过，邱学强没有说明新反贪总局成立的具体时间以及领导成员组成等细节。
Qiu Xuquan said that the current SPACB has a number of efficiency issues after 20 years of operation since 1995. It can no longer meet the needs of the latest anti-graft campaign, which deals with systematic, regional, family-oriented, and group-oriented crimes.
邱学强说，最高检反贪总局自1995年成立以来，经过近20年的发展。 一些影响办案成效的问题逐渐暴露出来，已经不能完全适应反腐新形势的需要。当前职务犯罪系统化、区域化、家族化、群体化。
International anti-corruption organization Transparency International's Asia-Pacific Affairs, Liu Ran, commented that publicizing government's financial budget information and officials' assets and legislation are more important for anti-corruption in mainland China.
国际反腐组织透明国际亚太事务负责人廖然认为，设立有关政府公布财政预算信息。
He told Radio Free Asia, "Establishment of a new Chinese anti-corruption bureau actually does not make much sense because it does not provide additional impetus for the current anti-corruption campaign. Moreover, the independence is in question because under China's current political system, any institution will not be truly independent. The more meaningful way for anti-corruption is that Chinese government at all levels announce their budget, all officials publicize their property, etc."
廖然接受自由亚洲电台采访时表示，中国成立一个新的反贪总局其实没有多大意义，因为这并不会为目前的反腐提供更多的推动力，而且其独立性也不至于有多大，因为在中国目前的政治体制下。
This year, a series of cases involved the National Development and Reform Commission, NDRC, and as many as 11 bureau-level officials have been investigated. In particular, the pricing division of NDRC has a number of leaders involved in a network of corruption cases. Qiu Xuquan said the new anti-corruption bureau will concentrate on investigating major cases.
在今年最高检直接组织查办的中共发改委系列案件中，有11名局级官员被查处，其中价格司原领导班子大多数涉案出现塌方式腐败。因此，邱学强说，中共成立新的反贪总局，要集中精力查办大案要案。
Beijing politics watcher Jia Jiangguo told New York-based New Tang Dynasty TV, "Many corrupt officials have become a burden for the party leadership to regain the people's trust, To drop these burdens, Xi Jinping's leadership must fight against the corruption. A new anti-graft organ might exert some strength, but it's still the rule of man, not the rule of law. This new organ is unlikely to function much in some major sensitive cases.
北京时政观察人士查建国告诉新唐人电视台记者，很多贪官形成了党的领导的一个包袱，很不得人心。为了收回人心，为了甩掉这些包袱，习近平中央肯定是要反贪的。成立新的反贪的专门机构，对于反贪可能会加大一些力度吧。但是它还是人治，不是法治。所以成立这个机构，对于一些很敏感的大的问题，它不会起什么作用。
Earlier on October 31st, Xu Jinhui, an official from the Supreme People's Procuratorate, confirmed in a press conference that among a number of corruption crimes are cases of the NDRC and CCTV. In particular, more than 200 million yuan in local and foreign currency was found during a single operation at the home of Wei Peng Yuan, Deputy Director of NDRC Coal Department.
据了解，就在邱学强透露成立新的反贪总局前，10月31号，最高检反贪污贿赂总局局长徐进辉在新闻发布会上表示，今年直接查办了中央机关一批工作人员涉嫌贪污贿赂犯罪案件，其中包括国家发改委系列案件和央视系列案件。徐进辉并透露，从发改委煤炭司副司长魏鹏远的家中一次性起获人民币2亿余元贼款。
Secretary of the Central Commission for Discipline Inspection, CCDI, Wang Chishan, expressed in his People's Daily article, November 3rd, that anti-corruption is a struggle that cannot be lost, and the current situation is still grim.
中共中纪委书记王岐山10月3号在党媒《人民日报》发表文章称，反腐败是一场输不起的斗争，当前形势依然严峻。
Southeast University Law School Professor Zhang Chaning commented, An anti-corruption bureau will not change the systematic corruption in the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. For nearly 30 years, the CCP's anti-corruption has ended up with more corruption. Corruption is an issue of institution. As long as the soil stays, the corruption won't be rooted out. Democracy is the best system which allows people to supervise the officials.
南京律师、东南大学法学院教授张赞宁评论说，中共腐败的现状肯定不可能靠一个反贪总局来改变。近30年来，反贪是越反越多。贪污的问题是一个制度性的问题。贪污的土壤没有根除，贪污的问题就不可能得到根除。最好的方法就是建立一个民主制度，让人民群众来监督政府官员。